Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
Thank you. And we are welcoming on our stage today on the Dance and Creativity Channel, Silvana. Silvana Rigabond is Italian, nomad at heart, a TEDx speaker, cycle mentor, movement medicine teacher, and the community weaver of Conscious Dance Italy. Welcome, Silvana.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you, Antonia, and thank you to all the team of the Embodiment Conference. I feel really privileged to be part of this event, which is truly epic. I mean, I really think that we will remember this edition of the 2020 Embodiment Conference. So my name is Silvana, and it means of the forest. And I'm saying this because it will make sense later on in the session. I'm from Italy. And I would like to present myself as the daughter of Regina and Angelo. Regina is the daughter of Antonia and Francesco, and Angelo is the son of Giuseppina and Eugenio. And I would like to greet you with a word that I really love, that is Saubona. It's a Zulu word. It means me and my ancestors see you and your ancestors. So we see you. So in this room today, and also for the people that will be watching this in the future, there is a big group of people. It's not only us, but also we are supported. We have a lot of support in our behind us. So I would like to welcome the people that are here, and welcome the people that will be watching this video as well, exactly as you are. So allow yourself to land in the space, just with whatever you're bringing. You're very welcome, exactly as you are. And I would like to invite all the present people to take ownership of the space together, to welcome each other in our own language. So if you feel like it, if you can share in the chat your name, where you come from, and the word welcome in your language. And I will write mine as well, which is benvenuti. E benvenute. Antonio from Moscow, unable to read it. Welcome, I think, from Judith, Netherlands. Saubona, South Africa, fantastic. Malin, willkommen. Megumi from Japan. Yukosh, something like this. Claire, UK, welcome. Bavnas, New Zealand, namaste, Saubona, and Kia. Ora, Dania, Israel, Laura, Hungary. Difficult to say, but thank you very much. So thank you very much. And today we'll be talking about cycles. And so my invitation is to start with the first cycle of life, which is the breath. Breathing in and breathing out is really the first connection to the cycle. It's like a full circle of air that comes in and out. So the invitation is really to connect with your feet, feet on the ground, relax your spine, and allow yourself to receive the breath of life in and out. So bring awareness to the breath. And then the second cycle we're going to connect with is the cycle of the sun. In my side of the world now is morning, it's 9 o'clock in Italy. So wherever you are, whether it's morning or evening, let's just bring attention to, again, the cycle of the sun that is born in the morning and dies at night. And then we connect to the cycle of earth, the seasons. In my side of the world, it's autumn. It's a season that I really love. The colors of autumn is the season of letting go. So for some of you, maybe could be spring on the other side of the world. So whatever the season, I wish you to connect to the gifts that is bringing in this time. So the other cycle that we have is the cycle of 28 days of the moon. So if we think about it, it's a dance between the sun, the earth, and the moon. And today, in particular, we're going to be talking about the cycle of the moon. So just to remind you, the new moon was 10 days ago, last Sunday. The full moon will be on the 31st, next Saturday. So for some of us, for those of us who have a period, there is a cyclical blueprint that is encoded into our body. And if you are a menstruator, I would like you to bring awareness to your womb space. You can close your eyes if you feel like it. And again, deep breaths. And I would like to tell you why this topic, why it fascinates me. I've been exploring it for years. I've been holding and facilitating dancing and weaving spaces with women and menstruators. And sometimes I've included men in the conversation as well. And why am I fascinated by this topic? Well, I'm the fourth of four sisters. And as a child, nobody stood by me telling me how beautiful it is to be a woman and how fascinating the path of a woman could be. So I grew up being ashamed of my body. As a child, I was ashamed of my body. As a teenager, I was ashamed of my body. As a young woman, I was ashamed of my body. So it took me a very long time to come to terms with it. And I was really lucky because in my 40s, I met some people that really opened doors for me. And one of these person, I've already said it in other situations, one of these women is Alexandra Pope, together with Shani Hugo-Wurlitzer. And I attended the apprenticeship that they offered on Woman Quest. So it was a very deep diving into the awareness of what it means to be embodied in this existence, in the shape of a woman, to be living the body of a woman. So when I met the world of menstruality, which is what I'll be talking about today, my life changed completely. And I realized that I had found my mission. I realized that the blessing that I had received through this path was so powerful that I really felt I had a sort of responsibility to pass on the information, the wisdom, the knowledge to other women. So I realized that my mission was to empower other women, to support them to remember who they are. And in particular, I want to inspire young women to be at ease in their body, to be aware of what their body is. So I want to inspire women and to remind them that being aware of your body is really life affirming. And so the invitation is always to trust the body and to trust that you will be supported by other women that have been through this before. And they will be happy to guide you. So I would like to ask you a question. What is your relationship to the cycles of life? So are you aware of being cyclic? And when I say cyclic, I mean menstrual cycle, but also the connection to the sun, the connection to the seasons. So if you want to leave some comments in the chat. Just investigating my rhythm. Indeed. So everything around us is cyclic, and we are cyclic. And in fact, more than half of the population is cyclic, has got a menstrual cycle. And the other half of the population is somehow involved in this cycle, because you're either a menstruator or you were born by somebody who had a menstrual cycle. So what does it mean to be in tune with our rhythm? There is a time to connect, to come in. There is a time to let go. There is a time to be more internal. There is a time to shed what is not needed anymore. And there is a time really to come back to stillness, to come back inside. So what we're going to talk about today is the medicine wheel of the womb, which is connected to the awareness of the rhythm of life that is mirrored in nature. And in fact, everything on Earth is related through these cycles. So I also want to talk about my dream. I have a dream, which is a big dream, and I know I'm not the only one to dream this vision. I dream of a society where women of all ages, especially teenagers, have access to an education that takes into account the wisdom and the dignity of the body. And of course, my dream is a bit more specific, because I dream that this wisdom is the wisdom of the menstrual cycle. So I'm going to share the map of menstruality with you. And just to give you an idea of how the session is going to unfold, I will start with a brief sharing of the map. And then I will guide you in an embodied meditation to explore together what we can do together as individuals and as community to support this vision. Because I'm aware I'm not the only one to feel that it is time that we inform young women about the potential they have, and also that we give support to older women, because we'll be talking about the menstrual cycle and also the menopause. So, menstruality is a map that allows us to explore the territory of the female body. And according to Alexandra Pope, who created this word, menstruality is a language. It's the way in which women pass on to each other the knowledge and wisdom of their life process, which goes from menarche through the bleeding years to menopause and the years of maturity. And it's basically, it's a way of being. Regardless of where you are, you can be living in the north, in the south, you can be young, education, any professional background, but menstruality is a map that caters for everybody, for all the menstruators. So menstruality conveys a new perspective that restores the female cycle to its original role and dignity. It's an internally embodied tool of self-knowledge, wisdom, and connection. If you think about it, every month, a woman has got access to a rite of passage. There is something that dies, something that needs to go, and something that is being born. So I actually call it inner permaculture because it's based on the observation of what happens inside. So it's very much like, really like observing nature. So like permaculture, menstruality is based on observation of the cycles. It is a dynamic process with a defined structure. And it recalls the four seasons of the year. So if we think of the month of the cycle and we divide it in four phases, each phase has got specific characteristics with different energies and different talents. And the important thing is that is really to remember that menstruality is not only connected to sexuality and motherhood, but it's very much the individual expression of creativity of each woman or menstruator. Because I'm aware that when I say woman, in fact, I'm not inclusive enough. There are people that menstruate and do not see themselves covered by the word woman. So if we think of the four seasons, very quickly, the inner spring is the pre-ovulation. So it's just after menstruation. And it's a moment of great concentration, a great energy. And if you think of a tree, it's the moment when the tree is offering the leaves. So there is a lot of energy getting towards outside. When you go towards inner summer, which is ovulation, think of the tree. You have grounded, rooted, the trunk is very strong, the leaves are green, and the fruits are available. So it's the phase in which a woman is full of energy. Her attention is towards the outside. She's very generous in this moment. She's got a lot of energy for everybody. It's the moment of superwoman. And actually, this is the archetype of the mother, if you think about it. And then you get to the inner autumn. So autumn is this beautiful season where the leaves go. So for a woman, pre-menstrual phase should be the time when you allow yourself to let go. Let go of situation, sometimes let go of relationships. And it's the moment when the energy begins to come back like a wave. It comes back inside. And it's a kind of power that women normally find difficult to deal with, because we're so used to be always on action mode, on doing, 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 doing. And if you think about it, basically, that the curve of the energetic cycle is like this. So when you're bleeding, you're down, then you go up in spring, you go up in summer, and therefore for the premenstrual phase, you go down because you're getting ready to come back towards home, towards yourself. So for women that are used to be on this phase of energy, they find it really difficult to allow themselves to find a space to rest. And this is really the big challenge of this phase. And then you get into the last phase, which is the menstruation itself, which is winter. It's the moment of introspection. It's the moment of really returning home to yourself. We call it the moment of coming back to the cave. And again, many women find it difficult just to allow themselves to have a space of rest, to have a space where they really retreat inside. Many women really struggle with this. But important things to remember is that to be able to take care of the others, a woman need to learn to take care of herself. So it's important for women to be aware of these inner seasons, to listen to yourself, because this allows you to restore a kind of ecology of the cycle. And in this way, you reconnect to the inner wisdom that we call the inner coach. And in this way, you reconnect to inner wisdom, you reconnect to your body, and you reconnect to the cycle of the moon and the cycle of the earth, the seasons. So if we look at it in this way, menstruation is not a disease, as some people consider. It's not a weakness at all, but it's a healthy, dynamic process. I'm saying this because if you Google, and you go on Google and check menstruation, you will find a lot of references to the issue of menstruation as a problem, as if we needed solutions to menstruation. Menstruation is not a problem. The problem is how we consider it. So the important thing is really to spread this information as much as we can, so that especially young women are prepared to embark on this initiatory path. So when a woman stops fighting the cycle and she starts respecting her energies, she has access to this amazing guide that is her own unique inner coach. And this coach guides a woman through the journey of self-knowledge. So imagine a woman bleeding 3 to 5 days per month, 12 months or 13 times a year, for however years in a lifetime, more than 30. Okay, so if a woman thinks that these days are a problem, so imagine how she can live her relationship with the cycle. On the other hand, if you prepare young girls to get into the menstrual world, telling them that menstruality is a blessing, the menstruation is a blessing, so the days of the bleeding are a blessing and not a problem, you change completely the narrative around the story of a woman. So this is really, really powerful. So my vision is a society where women are aware of the red thread that connects them to their body. And when I say red thread, literally I'm talking about this thread. And this red thread represents the wisdom that comes from the past, from our ancestors, and the wisdom that can be passed on to our descendants, to the future generations. Behind us, we have the past. In front of us, we have the future. In the middle, at the center of our own center, we can choose to stand tall as women in the present, in the dignity of our bodies. I'm holding this thread in my hand because I've been using it in many workshops, in most of the workshops where I've been holding spaces for women. And I will share some images later on. So I often use the archetype of the red thread because it's used in many cultures. I would say most cultures use this archetype to link with the wisdom of the female body. But often we're not aware of it. We're not even aware of the archetype that is being used by default in some fairy tales, for example, or in some oral traditions. So my point is, there is no need to reinvent the wheel. We need to remember this knowledge. So I found a very nice quote by Lucy Pierce that I would like to read. What happens when we integrate cyclical ways of knowing and being into our daily lives? So this is what I've been trying to do in the past years. And I would like to share with you some images of some workshops that I've done with young women, just to give an idea of some practices that we can share. Because the point about the menstrual cycle is that it's a collective body of knowledge that needs to be shared. And that's why I'm using the metaphor of the weaving, because to me, every woman has got her own unique red thread that she uses to get in touch with herself, to receive the wisdom, to pass it on, and then she can weave with other women. So I'm just going to show you, I'm going to share my screen. Let me see if I manage. Okay, so as I said, I dream of a society where women of all ages, especially teenagers, have access to an education that takes into account the wisdom and the dignity of the body. I'm reading it again because to me it's a mantra, and I really am aware that it's a collective vision. So the more I repeat it, the stronger it becomes. So let me, sorry. Sorry, I'm just trying to. Well, why is this? Okay, so no need to reinvent the wheel. This is a month-long collaboration with a group of students in India, where in the morning we would do a circle with the girls. It was a group of 16 girls. So every morning we would dance together and then do the menstrual circle together. And every woman would say in which phases she was. So according to her phase, she would either rest, which is definitely revolutionary in education. So she would rest and receive the creative intuitions, or she would be creating something for herself or for the group. So what I'm going to show you in some other pictures is what they created together. I'm just trying to see. Well, men. I've been holding spaces for men as well. And I'm particularly fond of this picture because this is at the Learning Societies and Conference in India, where a group of men supported me in my quest, in my research, because I wanted to understand how menstruation is perceived by men. So of course they were curious about the knowledge that I could pass on, and I was curious about their feedback. So we had a very, very interesting couple of sessions together. And I would like to thank them because they put their face on literally on a wall. This is an image that I used for my TEDx. So this is the support of some dear friends in India. Each one of them took the thread. And some of them, I would like to mention some of them, because apart from participating in some sessions, then they took the knowledge that they received and they shared it with other people. For example, the guy with the red shawl, Sabu, he did a menstrual circle for women and men in his city, in Indore. Mohit, which is the man with the young woman, I mean, I'm indicating it here, he came to the session and the following day sent his daughter to the session because he said it was really important to pass the information to teenagers. The guy with the turban is Gagandeep. He invited me to his home in Delhi to have a conversation with his mother because he wanted his mother to know how powerful menopause can be for elder women. Well, Manas had a conversation with his daughter, and he shared the map of the menstrual cycle. And well, I mean, I could mention all the others, but I'm just very, very grateful. So. here, I'm in Vilnius. So what I was saying before, every woman with a red thread and then weaving together the beauty of what each woman brings. So basically when I work with women, I invite them to bring threads and beads, and then we weave together, and then I ask them to leave me some of the threads and the beads so I can bring them to the next group. For example, here I'm in Turkey and the following week I was in Greece. And to me, that specific week was very powerful because I'm aware of the past history between Greece and Turkey. And I think it was for all the group, including myself, of course, it was a very healing experience to share threads, dreams, visions, and especially a vision of collective empowerment. Again, in India, this is again with the girls at the university. I would like to point out that my journey in India was very much about decolonizing my relationship with India in particular, because it was not about me teaching the girls, it was about us being together and really sharing knowledge, wisdom, information. Because when a group of women comes together, there is so much that we can listen from each other and learn from each other. So these images are again with the groups of students in Bangalore. We did a collective action in a park, inviting the community to come along. So we basically did a sort of tourist a tour around the idea of the menstrual cycle, inviting the community to come along. So here is some pictures of the day. Well, I would like to point out this one. This is, it was like a huge heat where the girls added the border of India, and each one of them either embroidered it or painted it or whatever. And these are stains that represents the first stain of the menarche. So it became a work of art. So I think that inviting young girls to be aware of the beauty also of the menarche and of the power, how powerful this path can be, I think it can support also, well, not only the girls, but their community as well. So a bit more images here. As you can see, there were men joining as well, and they were involved in various activities that we offered to the community. And I love this image. Basically, each girl created a tree of life. So each one of these images is the individual tree of life of each girl, of each student, that got in touch with their families. So with their mothers, sisters, aunties, etc. And they found out what was the story in their family about the transmission of the wisdom of the cycle. So each image represents really the life story of the women that participated in the event. Again, young boys crocheting during the event. So this is really to show that you can involve the community. Here is to show that it's possible to do menstrual circles with women and men, again, in India. This is very dear to me because it's the girls of Navgur Kul, which is a multiversity in India. And again, I had an amazing experience with them. And we ended with a revolutionary hackathon to create together apps and IT devices for on the topic of the menstrual cycle. I participated in TEDx Roma, and this was Society 5.0, the topic. So the point is, can we talk about the menstrual cycle in an event that talks about Society 5.0? Yes, indeed, because if we really want to survive as a species, we need to remember that we are cyclic. Absolutely. So this is my vision. When I am 102 years old, I want to live in a community that respects the cycles of life. So I want to be happily and beautifully old and be supported by younger generations. So this is really my vision. And I want to read again my dream. I dream of a society where women of all ages, especially teenagers, have access to an education that takes into account the wisdom and the dignity of the body. So, okay, we have a few more minutes. I would like to invite you on an embodied inquiry, because I would like to see how we can explore together the possibility of involving communities in this collective dream. So how can we co-create healthy communities that welcome young girls with the menarche, the rite of passage of menarche? So how can we have a healthy community that when young women bleed for the first time, welcome them in their group and see them in their beauty, in their power, and in what they have to offer to the community? And as a community, how can we welcome women in menopause? Because if we think of the menstrual cycle as the initiatory path for women, it starts with the first bleeding in the menarche time. So with the first bleeding, you get in touch with your power. With the bleeding years, you experience your power. In menopause, you become your power. So menstruality is also the path that wants to restore the ecology of this initiatory path. So the invitation in the embodied exploration that we will do is, how can I support this vision? How can we support this vision in such a way that our communities can consider the possibilities of going back to rites of passage? What is a rite of passage? It's a very simple thing. It's simply the community coming together to welcome a person from one role in the community to another role in the community. For example, we generally speaking, in the Western societies, we have the rite of passage of baptism, but we have lost the rite of passage of coming of age. So our young people do not feel really welcomed in the community. And this is, you know, there is really a lot of possibility in this place. We can really do a lot about this. So I'm going to share some sound to invite you in this exploration. So in the meantime, let me check. Sorry, just give me 1 minute. So the point is, we can change the narrative, but we need to do it together. So if the menarche is the rite of passage of the first bleeding, it's a healing ritual. It can be done either for the girls when they come of age, or with Alexandra Pope and with Shani Jugo-Wurlitzer, we have developed a modality also to invite women to have this ritual when they are adults already, because many of us have not been initiated in this path. So the power of being able to be supported by a community, even in adult age, is very healing. And this is, again, to honor the passage towards womanhood, to acknowledge the wisdom that we carry as women, and to heal the wound of not being supported in this unique moment in our lives. So it's if we do it in adult age, it's a way to revisit this entrance into this the sacred threshold from child to woman. So let me check if the sound is here. One second. Okay, can you tell me if you hear the sound? Okay. Okay, so I'm going to invite you on a little journey, and I'm using the soundscape of the Amazon. This was recorded by a dear friend, Bryn. We were in the Amazon with a group of people in February, dancing with the heart of the world with my teachers of movement medicine. We went to visit the Achuar and Sapara nations, indigenous tribes, to learn from them what it means to be in tune with the cycles of life. So I thought this sound would be particularly appropriate. So I'm going to invite you to take a step towards the future. So I will be guiding you in a meditation to take the vision in 2025. And I wanted to use the sound of the Amazon because my name is Silvana, it means of the forest, and the Amazon is really very dear to me. And I want the Amazon to be still alive and breathing and keeping on with her cycles in 2025 and in 2050 and beyond that date. So I thought the best way to do that was to invite other people to be part of this journey. So we'll be dancing with the sound of the forest. Of course, you don't have to stand up. You can be in on the chair if you want to have like very micro movement. I invite you to close your eyes. So if you prefer, you can stand up, and of course be aware of the floor. Just make sure there isn't any cable around and there is nothing that can be in the way. If you prefer to be sitting, that's absolutely fine. I'm going to give you some suggestions, but you're absolutely free to follow them or not follow them, really. Feel free to do as you are called. So let's take a deep breath and let's connect to the feet on the ground, and let's feel the spine. Just allow the spine to move like a cat, and you can explore a bit. You can get out of the box and get out of the vertical axis. Just allow yourself the pleasure to be in your body, the pleasure to be with your feet on the ground. So we connect again to the cycle of the breath, in and out. And we connect with the cycle of the seasons just outside. Where are we? Is it autumn? Is it spring in your side of the world? Just invite the feeling of the season in your body. Keep on breathing. Relax your shoulders. Grounded. And invite the cycle of the sun. Is it morning? Is it evening? How is your sky? Connect to your sky. Is it sunny? Is it cloudy? Are you in a side of the world where there is the moon now? So the invitation is to explore from the body. I invite myself consciously to take a step forward towards my future. And I take myself in 2025, supported by the sound of the forest, grounded, connected to my breath, enjoying the support of the forest. How can I co-create a future that takes into account the wisdom and the dignity of the body of women? And I take a deep breath and I just feel it in my body. What are the small steps that I can do for myself, in my community, in my groups, in my class, in my family, with my relations, with my elders, with my neighbors? Which kind of conversation do I want to have in the future about this topic? How can I be an active part of the change of narrative around this future? And I take deep breaths, and you feel it. If you feel appropriate, you can put a hand on your heart. If you are a woman and you feel appropriate, you can put a hand on your belly. And just allow your body to tell you. Allow yourself to feel the support of the forest. Which kind of community do I want to nourish? How do I want to support rites of passage in my community? I could even create a rite of passage to honor young women, to honor women in menopause. And if I'm in menopause, I could really welcome my power, my authority. I can wear my crown, my authority. How can I create intergenerational connections? And again, deep breath, grounded, connected to the season outside. If I have a window, I can look outside, I can connect to a tree or to the grass. Let's keep on breathing. So how can I design a rite of passage to support a person to change role in my community? How can I acknowledge, how can I celebrate the different roles in my community? Maybe I could facilitate it myself. Maybe I could invite some people to create a group and create spaces where we can co-create this. Just imagine a world where girls are appreciated for who they are, exactly how they are, no matter their size, their color, their shape, they're appreciated for who they are. How can I contribute to this collective change of narrative? Just feel your spine, and again, get out of the box, get out of the vertical axis. Allow yourself to be present in your feet. And how can I be grateful to the Amazon trees, to the Amazon birds that will be in full health in 2025? How can I be grateful to the indigenous tribes that are being the guardian of the land of the world? And we can breathe together with them, side by side, acknowledging their power, their wisdom, their generosity. It's an alliance. It's not us and them. It's us together. And how can we learn from the indigenous tribes? How can we learn from them? How can we thank them for what we learn from them? Their knowledge, their wisdom when it comes to community, when it comes to rites of passage, when it comes to holding the community together, when it comes to honoring eldership. Eldership as the space where it can be the person that sees the biggest picture. And I take a deep breath, I find my ground. And if I'm a woman in menopause, I find a way to thank myself for all the challenges of being in menopause. It's not an easy transition. It's a natural, healthy transition, but it's not easy. So I can thank myself for being here with my body. And if I'm not a menstruator, I can send blessings to those who are menstruators and to the people in menopause. And with a deep breath, I open my eyes and I connect to the people that are in this room. We can go towards the screen, even if not everybody is visible. Let's remember that the frequency of the heart has got a field that is so big that it arrives on your side of the screen. And I would like to end again with Saubona. Me and my ancestors honor you and your ancestors. And I would like to honor my lineage, Alexander Pope, Shani Yugo-Wurlitzer, Susanna Darling-Khan, Yaakov Darling-Khan, and all the women that have been dancing with me, weaving with me, supporting me, sharing their wisdom. Many blessings to them all and to all of you. Sau bona.
Sau bona, Silvana. Thank you. Thank you for an amazing exploration and meditation and your story. We will share once again the links to your resources so people can see and follow your work. Thank you. And we are inviting everyone to continue this conversation and connection with all our speakers and with Silvana in our Facebook group. So you can follow the links and share your feeling about this work. Maybe join our coffee break meeting and talk to our speakers and other participants in real, more or less. Right. So we are also inviting you to check the portal and the recordings 48 hours afterwards. It's available for free. And then you can purchase a library. And we have 2.5 days of the conference more. And during this 2 days, the price will be 50% less, and then it will rise up. So we are inviting you to join the library now, and you can review all the sessions and digest them afterwards, after the conference, in audio format and in video, with the notes, with all the links that speakers are sharing. Thank you everyone for joining at this session. And for the last, to wrap up this session, we usually ask our speakers for top tip how to be more embodied in everyday life. So Silvana, what will be yours?
Well, absolutely connect to the cycles, listen to the cycles, listen to the sun, listen to the moon, listen to the earth. And if you can, end your day watching the sky and start your day watching the sky.
Thank you.
And darling, if I can add one thing, because for me it's very important, I realize I didn't have enough time to ask for feedback. But please, I would love to hear your feedback on the embodiment practice, on the exploration, because it's really, really dear to me. So if you feel like it, send me a mail, get in touch on Facebook. My Facebook group is Movement Medicine Silvana. So if you feel like, just send me, and I would love to read what you received. It's really a collective vision, so I would really love that.
Okay, cool. And we also have one question, but we don't have time for that. I will copy this question to Facebook under your live stream so you can answer.
Please.
Shreya, welcome and receive your answer from Silvana in there. And thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining the session. And have a wonderful day and stay connected to your cycles. See you.
Thank you. Thank you. Sau bona.